Imagine standing in a grocery store, hesitating over a bag of quinoa. Headlines claim your healthy food choice is starving Andean farmers. But visit those same farmers, and they'll tell you foreign demand has transformed their lives for the better, bringing prosperity and cultural pride. Both narratives are true, yet they create fundamentally different impressions of reality. This is the fascinating paradox at the heart of competing truths. In our polarized world of fake news and alternative facts, we often assume statements must be either true or false. But reality is more complex. Two contradictory statements can both be technically accurate while creating entirely different impressions. Like, the internet makes knowledge widely available, versus the internet accelerates the spread of misinformation. These competing truths surround us daily, shaping our understanding of everything from corporate culture to global politics. What makes competing truths so powerful is that they're not lies. They're selective presentations of reality that can be used ethically by advocates seeking to create accurate impressions or manipulatively by misleaders who technically tell truth while deliberately distorting our understanding. As BBC's Evan Davis noted, a remarkable amount of powerful deception can be practiced without any lies being told. Even a simple statement like, "There's an egg on the table," contains hidden complexity. Without context, we form different mental images, chicken or chocolate, raw or fried, each technically correct, yet potentially misleading. Reality is too complex to capture completely. Like blind men encountering different parts of an elephant. One feels the trunk and declares it's a snake. Another touches the leg and claims it's a pillar. We select facets based on our interests, biases, or agendas. This complexity allows the same entity to be both villain and hero. Traditional bookstores see Amazon as the Darth Vader of the literary world, destroying their industry, while self-published authors view it as their savior for democratizing publishing. Both perspectives contain truth. The digital age amplifies this problem through algorithmic echo chambers that reinforce particular interpretations while minimizing exposure to competing viewpoints, ensuring we see only the part of the elephant that confirms our existing beliefs. Historical omission shapes our understanding of reality. Texas textbooks minimize slavery's role in the Civil War, emphasizing states' rights. Israeli textbooks long omitted the Palestinian Nakba. World War I could be truthfully described by highlighting only positive outcomes, technological advances, expanded suffrage, improved nutrition, while omitting 15 million deaths. Nations interpret military failures to serve present needs. Americans view the 1975 fall of Saigon with shame, influencing decades of policy. Britain transformed the 1940 Dunkirk evacuation from a colossal military disaster into a celebrated myth of Dunkirk spirit, emphasizing heroic civilian little ships over military defeat. Identity for individuals, organizations, and nations is rooted in history. We forge our self-perception based on our understanding of our past. This is why Orwell's bureaucrats in 1984 devoted such effort to rewriting history. Our actions stem from a past that can be infinitely reshaped through selective emphasis and omission. Context fundamentally alters perception. The same scene, an astronaut stranded on a shore in underwear, represents either salvation or peril depending on what preceded it. Companies celebrate losses showing improvement over previous years, while political victories are claimed in relative terms. Our responses depend more on context than objects themselves. Paul Rosen's experiment showed people refusing to drink apple juice from pristine, never-used bedpans despite knowing they were clean. Similarly, a cat named Humphrey received dramatically different approval ratings when described as Thatcher's cat versus Blair's cat, based on voters' political affiliations. Context transforms worthless objects into treasures. Master forger Elmer Dehori conned galleries with works mimicking Picasso and Matisse. One gallery owner admitted, when it came to doing Matisse, Dehori was better than Matisse. His forgeries demonstrated how canvas and paint worth thousands could become worth millions with the right provenance. Our preference for bite-sized information has consequences. Long-form journalism has yielded to news tickers and tweets, while speeches get reduced to sound bites. Without context, we respond to events without understanding them, making us dangerously quick to act in situations we don't comprehend. When psychologists claimed left-handed people die 9 years younger than right-handers, they missed a crucial factor. Historical discrimination forced older generations to use their right hands, creating a left-handed population that skewed younger. Numbers vary based on definitions. Canada and Australia show high kidnapping rates because they include parental custody disputes. Sweden reports high rape rates due to broader definitions and better reporting systems. Even averages create competing truths. In 2014-15, UK median income was $22,400, while mean income was $31,800. This allowed contradictory but true statements about a teacher earning $28,000 being both below and above average income. When politicians or companies announce impressive figures, question their significance. UK Prime Minister Theresa May's $2 billion investment in affordable housing sounds substantial, but would build only 25,000 homes, inadequate for the 1.2 million households on waiting lists. Stories help us make sense of chaos by establishing causal relationships. When complex events like financial crises occur, stories create coherent threads through confusion. However, this clarity comes at a cost. Stories simplify reality through selective truths. Hurricane Katrina illustrates how identical facts generate different narratives. Naomi Klein portrayed the Bush administration exploiting the disaster to implement neoliberal policies, while an alternative view framed these same events as pragmatic problem-solving with companies filling gaps where public response failed. Both narratives use accurate facts but create entirely different impressions through selective emphasis. When Royal Botanic Gardens, Kew, faced funding cuts, they reframed their story around global challenges like climate change and food security, positioning themselves as a crucial scientific institution for human survival rather than merely a heritage garden. Stories hold immense power to convince, sometimes unjustifiably. Their familiar structure taps into ancient psychological patterns, making us accept them as complete truth when they may represent just one perspective. When Royal Botanic Gardens, Kew, faced funding cuts, they reframed their story around global challenges like climate change and food security, positioning themselves as a crucial scientific institution for human survival rather than merely a heritage garden. We're surrounded by misleading truths in advertising, media, and workplace communications. From carefully worded product claims to selectively presented statistics that shape our understanding of consumer choices and global policy. Misleaders rely on unquestioning acceptance. Challenge them by demanding clarification, questioning omissions, examining alternative interpretations, and requiring definitions. When a company claims their product is all natural, ask what that specifically means. When politicians cite statistics, investigate which metrics they're using. Personalized mass communications allow misleaders to target specific groups with messages that escape public scrutiny, while social media algorithms create information bubbles where misleading claims spread rapidly. Counter this through thorough research and avoiding confirmation bias. In today's information environment without traditional gatekeepers, our challenge isn't eliminating competing narratives, but developing better evaluation skills. Understanding how truths compete helps us make wiser choices about which to embrace, perhaps our most essential skill in a world of increasingly flexible truth.